24th, 1976. Okay.
My name is Jean G. I was born in Troy, Alabama, mm-hmm. April 24th, 1926. Mm-hmm. I'm 50 years old. My present address is Troy, Alabama. What about family and children?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. What county is this in?
Pike County.
Mm-hmm. And what's your occupation?
I'm a housewife and a mother.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about your family.
I have two children, a daughter, 30 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
She is a school teacher, and she is married and has no children.
Mm-hmm.
I have a son who is 24.
Mm-hmm.
He has been married and is divorced. He is a fireman on the, a firefighter, pardon me, I used the wrong term, on the Troy, Alabama Fire Department. You gonna carry me on to anything else?
You're married.
Oh,
your husband.
The most important of all, my husband is John W. Mm-hmm. He was born in Troy, Alabama, Pike County.
Mm-hmm.
He is 51 years of age,
mm-hmm.
and is an attorney at law.
Mm-hmm.
He teaches at Troy State University.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a licensed emergency medical technician. He is a licensed nursing home administrator.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that he was a lawyer. Where did he go to school? How long did he go to school?
He went to the University of Alabama. Well, he got his pre-law at Troy State University at that time. It was State Teachers College. And started in 1945,
mm-hmm.
after the discharge from the service in 45. And in 47, he entered law school at the University of Alabama and got his law degree in January of 1950. He came back to Troy and went in partnership with an attorney here in Troy. A few years later, he went out on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in private practice alone until this year when he took in a partner.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Do you remember of any church, social organizations, things like that? Can you tell me about some of those things?
Yes, I'm a member of the First Methodist Church of Troy.
Mm-hmm.
And I belong to one of the ladies' circles in the women's division of the church.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the Methodist Church. My first recollection of a church was the First Methodist Church of Troy. And then when we moved to the country, I became affiliated with a small country church and was a member there until I married. And then after we moved back to Troy, I went back to the First Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm. What kind of social organizations and so forth are you a member of?
Well, I am mostly service organizations. I am, at present, I'm service to military families for the American Red Cross Pike County chapter. And I work with the Blood Mobile. And president of the Pike County Rescue Unit Auxiliary.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a member of the Troy Charity League. I'm past president and held numerous offices in the Charity League.
Mm-hmm.
I do not belong to any social clubs, you know, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I belong to is I'm in working organization.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got an award.
Yes.
This past year or a year or so ago. Tell me about that.
Well, it was just most exciting. I was Woman of the Year for Troy, named so by the Chamber of Commerce.
What are some of the criteria that they use for choosing a Woman of the Year?
Service to others, really, if you get down to it. It's just giving of yourself and of your time, and I was fortunate enough that I did have the time to give through the years.